You know, they never seem to get this thing straight. I don't know what the deal is. You think one of these days I'll get it? Oh, wait, here I am. Hello out there in Radio Land. Hello. It's 45 minutes after the hour at 9 o'clock. And, of course, we know what time that means. It's Papa Prell time. Which, for those of you who are unfamiliar, means controversy on the highly acclaimed controversial program, Controversy. This, of course, is Papa Prell, your host, for the next 15 minutes of fun and excitement. And, especially for tonight, because the topic tonight is one that's very near and dear to my heart. It's, will there be justice for Bork? Get it? Justice for Bork. Supreme Court justice, of course. And it's Robert Bork. And, the topic, of course, is dealing with, whether he's going to be, nominated. He was nominated, but whether he will be clarified there by the Senate or given the holy breath by the bimbos there in the Senate there. And, well, we've been seeing this all week. I'm sure you've been following it there on television, and it's even on NPR or whatever you call that station there, the other public radio station. Anyway, a very hot topic, I'm sure, and I'm expecting a lot of hot, juicy calls with that special Prell hotline number, 725-4868. That, of course, is area code 415, the special Prell hotline, 725-4868. We'll be taking your calls, and, well, by golly, we already got one here, so let's see what they have to say. Prell Show, you on the air.
Hello, what's the topic?
The topic tonight is Robert Bork. Will he get justice, Supreme Court justice here? You got a comment on that, caller?
Sorry, no, I was just about to call when you're going to start.
there's a tape delay there, so it should be starting right about now. Thanks
right,
for calling.
Thank you.
I should have known. It was a little too good to get true there, to be true, to get the call there so early there. But the man's name is Robert Bork. He is, by some standards, he's a libertarian. By others, he's a Republican. And others just, I don't know, they call him anarchist or not, but... Gerald Ford, who some of you may remember was a president of the United States there for a short amount of time, endorsed him. And we've been hearing a lot now about what his special views are. Let's see what your views are here. 725-4868. 415 area code, of course. Prell Show, you on the air. Go ahead, Carla. Oh, boy.
Hello.
Yes, this is
Papa Prell.
Mm-hmm.
To talk about Robert Bork.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's really great that he's going to be a Supreme Court justice. That'll be a lot of justice for them black people because with such a strict interpretation of the Constitution, won't all of their sentences when they're in prison be reduced by 2/5 since they're only considered 3/5 of a person?
That's very clever, Carla. Call back next week on Saturday when I'm not on the air, okay? Prell Show, you on the air. Wait, before you speak there, Carla, I'd just like to address that last caller. He shows his naivety there, because as everyone knows, there's a Civil Rights Act of 1965, which has modified the Constitution, but apparently he wasn't aware of this. Go ahead, Carla, you have a comment to make? Oh, well, that's a good comment. It's one of my favorite, quite frankly. And, with that 725-415 area code, 725-4868 number is open for some serious calls now, and the topic is Robert Bork. Since we don't have anything intelligent to say from out there, then maybe Papa Prell will give his 2 cents worth here during the lull period. I think one of the things that scares these people about Robert Bork is that he's one of the few Supreme Court justices that really wants to do his job, see? He wants to interpret the Constitution the way it was written, you know? Now, I've heard a lot of talk here on the radio stations, on the television stations, and... Well, one of them said that the role of the courts is to protect minority rights. Another one said the role of the courts is to advance a certain philosophy, certain agendas that the legislators won't pass. The other one said, well, it doesn't matter what they're saying because we've all been to civics and we know what the role of the court is. The role of the court is to interpret the laws, okay? Now, you remember that in sixth grade? They tell you about the separation of powers, right? The first one is the legislature, and its purpose is to create the laws, right? And that's why we have a democracy. You vote for your legislature, and they vote in turn for the policies that you voted them in to vote for. In other words, they pass the laws that you wanted them to pass when you voted for them. Then the judges, what we call the judicial branch, interprets the laws. In other words, they read the laws and pass sentence and trying to judge the original intent of the lawmakers. Sometimes it's recent laws. Other times, with the case of the Supreme Court, it's the Constitution, the first law of the land. And that's the purpose of the judicial court. And then there's the executive court there, which is the president, and of course they execute the laws. But see, we've forgotten this over the years because Supreme Court has been making laws, so it's also become the legislative laws there. And that's why you have all these liberals in Congress that are all concerned because they're going to be losing their most effective means of creating laws without having to respect the democracy. But we got a caller here. Let's see what they have to say about it. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Yeah, Papa.
Uh-huh.
How you doing?
Doing fine.
Good. Glad to hear it. What are you talking about?
The topic tonight's Robert Bork.
Oh, that guy. I don't like him.
Why not?
Because he wants to make his own laws, Papa.
Oh, he wants to make his own laws, eh? Well,
yeah.
Last thing I heard him say was that he was going to read the original intent of the Constitution. In other words, judge what the Founding Fathers. Do you ever
be
against...
Who goes by that anymore, Papa?
Pardon?
Who goes by the Constitution anymore?
You know, that's a good point there. Recently, we haven't had very many people doing that, and certainly not the last 20 years.
Hey, what are you talking about? Whose show is this?
Whose show is this? Well, it's my show, and quite frankly, if you don't address the topic at hand, it won't be your show for very much longer. Do you have a comment on Robert Bork?
Just what I told you, man. He wants to make his own laws.
He wants to make his own laws. When did he say this, Carla?
Huh?
When did he say this? How do you know this?
He said it indirectly.
Oh, he said it indirectly. Uh-huh. To who?
Huh?
When?
I can't remember the date.
Quote a source here. Oh, you can't remember a date. Well, how about a situation? Where was he when he said this?
Let's see. He was saying he doesn't agree with all the laws and everything.
Uh-huh. Let me ask you this. If someone misinterpreted the Constitution to pass a law that wasn't passed by the legislature, do you think it's the job of the Supreme Court to ignore it and say that... it was a mistake, but we're just going to pretend it never happened.
Yeah.
Oh, you think so, eh?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's very interesting. I think there's a lot of Founding Fathers that are probably rolling over in their graves there. But let's take some other callers. Thanks for calling 415-725-4868, Special Prel Hotline. You know, it's very interesting that here it is, the celebration of the Constitution. And so far, all our callers are basically saying, hey, it's great that no one's reading the Constitution. But I'm sure all those people out there celebrating the bicentennial of our Constitution, even though they seem to want Supreme Court justices that don't respect it. Let's see what this caller has to say. Go ahead, caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just think that the Constitution was written, 200 years ago, and it's a little out of date now, I think.
Well, I think that shows how the Founding Fathers were rather intelligent, because that's why they had the amendment process.
Exactly, but I think that it'd be unfortunate if Bork decided to overturn some of those decisions which we really need today.
Let me ask you this, caller. Does that mean that you think that it's right to pass amendments without having the legislature? In other words, having the Supreme Court instigate some sort of program that has never had an amendment passed on it? In other words, create their own laws?
I don't think that's a good idea.
Uh-huh. Well, then, would there be any problem with having Bork interpret the way the Constitution is and then having any amendments passed that the legislature may not agree with?
I just think that Bork himself shouldn't be overturning those laws, and with Rehnquist and the other, I can't remember that other conservative...
Scully,
yeah.
That's three.
That there may be, it may be a little imbalanced now. I don't know exactly how it stands, but I just think that he's a bit too conservative.
Well, it's very interesting you should say that, because Bork has several quotes here. He says that Bork has told the committee that his legal reasoning has been portrayed as eccentric, but he said it is not in the least bit. He suggests that the only legitimate way to find the correct legal decision is by trying to discover what those who made the law intended. Now, that would mean the Founding Fathers, unless there was amendments. So I don't exactly understand what the problem is here, because we have a legislature to pass amendments laws. That's what a democracy is all about, right?
Right.
In other words, the Supreme Court justices aren't supposed to be making the laws. They're supposed to be interpreting them.
Exactly.
And they're supposed to be interpreting them by way of what the original... law passes passed. Now, that could be the 1965 Civil Rights Act, or that could be the original Founding Fathers if it's on an issue that hasn't had an amendment passed. So where's the problem there, caller?
I'm just... Bork, being as conservative as he is, may decide that something that was passed previously, like the 65 Amendment, he may now think is unconstitutional and may overturn that, even though I think it's a good idea, a great amendment, and...
How can you overturn an amendment? I lost you there.
Well, he is going over laws and saying that they're unconstitutional. Well, he's
An amendment can't be unconstitutional. Because it's ratified, it becomes part of the Constitution, Carla.
But they can change amendments, like with the prohibition.
They can change it, but the legislature has to do
that. They can make a new amendment.
The legislature has to do that, not the Supreme Court, see?
Right, I know. But weren't you saying just a moment ago that Bork was possibly... I mean, that the Supreme Court these days was sort of almost becoming legislature?
Yes, it has. And that's what he has said, that he wants to change. He wants to interpret the laws and not read things into them.
Well, then that would be a good change.
Uh-huh. Well, listen, Carla, I certainly appreciate your call. I think you've been very effective in promoting your opinion there. And as a special treat, I'd like to donate to you here a special pizza by Classics Pizza at 340 University Avenue. If you'll call back after the show, I'll tell you how to get that. Will you do that, Carla?
Sure.
Thank you very much.
All right.
We always appreciate those good calls there. And that Classics Pizza is a small pizza. It could be a combination or whatever he likes on a small university. Or make that Classics Pizza at 340 University Avenue in Palo Alto. Good stuff. I hope he calls back after the show. And we hope that you all call in the remaining 5 minutes at 415-725-4868. I can't promise a pizza there, but who knows? Maybe a very interesting viewpoint will deserve such a treat. Of course, the topic is Robert Bork. Will he be justice? Will he get justice? Supreme Court justice on the Papa Prell Show controversy. The special Prell hotline, area code 415-725-4868. 4868. I think that's the confusion that last caller and some of the other callers have been mentioning over amendments is a very good point there. So you have a lot of feminist groups and a lot of minority groups running around saying, you know, Bork's going to be changing the law here. But Supreme Court Justice can't do that if he's doing his job, because he has to cite the original law, which is the Constitution. Now, prohibition was a very good point that he brought up, because as we all know, we had the liberty to drink to begin with. But the amendment there changed that and made it illegal to drink there. So you are able to change the Constitution completely with an amendment. And that means that you have to have a majority of the democracy vote for it. So then it's illegal to drink. And then, yet still, our founding fathers showed even greater wisdom. They passed another amendment, which canceled the earlier amendment, which is prohibition. So I guess what the underlying theme here that our founding fathers were trying to instigate was that a democracy is what's running the country, not nine justices on the Supreme Court, not a president in the White House, but the people in the great land of Oz, which we call America. Refreshing to think of, I'm sure. And speaking of refreshing, I want to thank Classics Pizza for their making the Papa Prell controversy show possible. And as we all know, it's 340 University Avenue in Palo Alto. We always appreciate our callers. We always appreciate our sponsors. But I'm afraid that's going to about wrap it up for this week on controversy. We hope that you will watch the Bork hearings and put your 2 cents worth. Maybe write your senator, give him a call, let him know what you think of Robert Bork. That's what a democracy's all about, right? Well, that's what you like to think it's about. Hey, a finishing thought here. I want you to look at Robert Bork and tell me, you know, shave off that beard and tell me if that guy isn't Perry Mason. He really looks like it. I think so. But anyway, that's a matter of opinion. Until next week, 9:45, this is Papa Prell saying God bless.